We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Hello, truth seekers, conspiracy factors. That's what I probably call everybody by now. Guys, first of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who has made the migration over to the podcast. This is definitely a good thing. I feel like it's very necessary with the forever changing rules and censorship that is being implemented on majority of the social media platforms, which is kind of what I wanted to touch base on with this podcast.
If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
Okay, guys, so we're going to start things off a little differently today. I'm going to try this out. We do have some messages we need to get to. Definitely want to respond to some of these subs' questions or concerns that they might have, some thoughts that you guys might have. I definitely encourage that if you do, please hit that message button and leave a message. We will get to them as soon as we can, as long as it's not too overwhelming. But I do encourage everybody to reach out and leave a message. It's interactive and a very good way to be in direct contact with you guys and to share some of your thoughts and concerns as well. So we'll go with the first message that we have from MAGA Spirit.
So this is your favorite fan. I'm letting you know that your video was taken down again, and I was hoping that you can put it on the Anchor, the podcast, or on your Bitchu, because they took it out. I got some stuff that was on the YouTube channel, like I screen record, you know, screenshot, but I didn't get like the recording with Oprah Winfrey. And I wanted that one. And I was wondering things about Donald Trump. I know some people don't know if he's, you know, the one that's like, you know, basically, you know, how they said somebody is going to come as like peace and, you know, take over. But just your thoughts. Thank you.
Okay. And, so let's say to respond to that, MAGA Spirit, that's the thing. And I really touched base on that kind of in this podcast. We really don't know with Trump. And I keep saying that. And I know a lot of people are going to give me flack on it because I know what we're supposed to believe about Trump. I know the linkage and the connection to him and the potential for him being involved with the Freemasons as well as the Golden Dawn. We know about that. We know about Trump Towers, okay? And as of recently, my last video pointed out that Trump Towers was somehow connected to CYM, which deals with the adrenochrome. So that really kind of puts things into it kind of puts us in a bit of a pickle, because if that is true, let's say that is true, that Trump is Trump Towers and Trump is directly connected to that type of that type of corruption, that type of evil that's going on in the background, then that's going to pretty much put us out there in a a no-win situation as it pertains to the political side. And you might as well prepare for civil war, because he's going to implement the same things that they want to implement. And that's going to put us in a bind. There'll be no way out without bloodshed, is what I see. Because he basically would have the same agenda, if that makes sense. But I think the thing that gets displaced in all of this, MAGA spirit, is that there's two Donald Trumps. See, we got to get past what we believe and what we've been taught. And we have to go beyond that to find the real truth and find out what's really going on. Like I talked about the X-Men. I showed the video with the X-Men where you had Mystique. She was shapeshifting. She was in the media or briefing that they were having, a military briefing, and she transformed back to herself. They found out she was in there. Okay, but she was trying to like do something in secrecy to try to deceive them, you know, but she was actually trying to work for the mutants. Okay, so with this Trump thing, it's like, okay, you may have had a bad Trump then, or you might have a good Trump now, or you could have the time traveler Trump. So it's so much stuff that we are not really being informed about, so much stuff that's kind of left in the dark that we really can't really conclude or draw a conclusion about Trump right now, if that makes sense. So that kind of puts us in a gray area, and it's possible he could be bad. It's possible both the Trumps could be bad. But if you've seen my videos before, like the hidden world and things like that, you'll see that there are two Trumps and that one of them very well may be working for the good side. Okay, and there could be one that's still working for the bad, or they both could be both could be bad, and they could have the same agenda. That's something we don't know. See, we're kind of just in the dark with that, if that makes any sense. So anyway, also to answer the other question, yes, P-Files is now available. I did reload that. That link will be in the description. Make sure you guys get that and share that with your family and loved ones. Those are having a hard time processing and absorbing this information. But thank you, MAGA Spirit. This next message is from Divine Spirit. Divine Spirit, you have the floor.
The way I look at it like this, if they have to be out here lying, trying to cover up everything that's going on, and then telling you a totally different fabricated story, which is motivated and continued by the press, as well as the politicians, even your family and local friends are sometimes covering up what's actually going on. But the truth about it is people have to start waking up and not taking everything for granted. Everything you see, you need to look deeper into it, because in this reality, and because of the times and everything is changing, we're going from one dimension to the next, and truth is out there. People need to seek knowledge. That is why people perish, because of lack of knowledge. And I'm really proud of everything that you're doing, and I stand behind you 100%. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Divine Spirit. I definitely appreciate your support. And to piggyback off what you're saying, I agree with you 100%. If they have to lie to these and take these great lengths and go to these great measures, extreme measures, to perpetuate this lie, then there's something else going on. Okay. And the truth is out there, but it's not going to be on the surface level. Look at what I was once on the surface level. Now you have to dig for my information. You see what I'm saying? And so if that kind of, it gives you any indication of what's going on, you know, like I said, look further, no further than your truth or community that has been completely demolished on YouTube and other platforms. Look no further than your real doctors that are trying to give you cures and help you that have been removed, that have been blocked, that have been hidden, that have been suppressed. That is where you'll find your truth. Okay. So you look at then you have to start analyzing the channels of information that you're receiving. Who's delivering it? Who are they? What do they want? Why are they doing this? These are the questions we have to start asking ourselves. And like you said, the truth is out there and people have to seek it out. You know, but we've been so complacent with being spoon-fed the information to whereas we don't do the research. Just like people don't go into books to read the information. You can hide stuff easily, put up some distractions, and spoon-feed them what you want them to know. You see? And that's the problem that we have. And most people are not going to go above and beyond to try to dig up the information. But yes, look no further than your truth of community. We're being hidden from everybody that needs the information. The cures and things are being hidden. You know, they're being lied on. Oh, this doesn't work. This doesn't work. This doesn't work. The only thing you got is the vaccine. You see what I'm saying? So you start putting those things in perspective and it starts making sense. You'll start to see what's what. You'll see the line drawn in the sand. But thank you, Divine Spirit. That was a very good, very, very good question that you had, or a very good statement that you made about the lies. Why are they lying? What is the purpose and what are they trying to accomplish? That should be enough to tell you that something's wrong. Okay, guys, that's going to conclude our questions and answers segment for today. If you would like to leave a question or some type of response or give some information, please press click the message button that you see on the screen, and we will get to your questions on the next episode, hopefully, if it's not too overwhelming. I do appreciate it. Now back to the regular scheduled broadcast. So both of these questions and messages that we received were very, very important and very relevant, very apparent. If you caught my previous upload on YouTube, then you kind of know why I wanted to go over this topic real quick, which I kind of already hit on it. If you heard the segment before the why lie. Guys, I think we've established that there's a huge lie in place. Okay. The critical things that I'm seeing, and some of you may be seeing it as well, is that they are removing and not allowing anybody to come forward with a plan to help this whole virus situation. They are intentionally, purposefully making sure that people are not able to cure themselves, not able to help their families, not able to help their loved ones, that there's no hope. And this is why I have such an issue with the whole, this is why there's a gray area, I'll say, with the whole Donald Trump and what he's been involved with, whether he's good or bad. Because if we look at it, guys, they're all attacking him, okay? All of them are attacking him, right? I can sit up and video all day long, you know, day after day, these different channels, these different stations, and they have these non-humans that are criticizing and trying to bash, trying to undermine him in every type of way, from every angle. Like, you can sit up there and watch it all day. It's like Trump bashing television, okay? But if we look at what he's done, is deny them the things that they wanted to do. Like, I put the video up about the smart mark and stuff. Bill Gates was trying to implement the smart mark. He was basically implementing the smart mark, guys. And, oh, man, I'm going to be dropping a video. I'm going to be dropping a video either sometime this evening or it'll be tomorrow. But I'm really, right now, I'm having a dilemma because I'm debating on whether I should even try to upload it to YouTube. I'm really going back and forth about that because it's a good chance that with the, well, I'm probably 100% certain that they're gonna remove it if I put it up, because it is loaded. It's loaded, and I think everybody needs to be fully aware of it. But that's the problem. You guys are not prelude to that information. You're not supposed to hear it. You're not supposed to know it. So, with that being said, it's like, well, what do you do? You know, I've researched. I've come up with a couple different platforms. Like I said, I've been using BitChute. You guys go there. But with BitChute, they are slow, slow, slow. Like, as soon as that P-Files went down, guys, I went to BitChute immediately and tried to get it up for everybody. I got such a high demand for P-Files. It's ridiculous how many people were contacting me through IG, through comments, through just email, different platforms. People were reaching out to me like, yo, I need P-File, I need that. It was a really, really good video. And I went to BitChute right away, tried to get it up there, and it would not process. And that's been the issue with BitChute. That's why I haven't really utilized them so much, aside from a lot of you don't like to go there. I get it. You know, it's not YouTube. Like, that's our comfort zone. YouTube is the comfort zone. And I understand that. I've tried different platforms and tried to help drag people over. But people just find comfort in YouTube. You know, for whatever it is, it's like everybody's there. I got to be there. But, guys, it's just like I was trying to tell my mom. Try to tell my mom the same thing. She sits in front of the TV and watches CNN, MSNBC, CNN, MSNBC all day long, every day. That's what she does. You know, now granted, she's an older woman, you know, and she's been part and pretty much she's been tied in with the Mockingbird Project, which has been going on for almost a century now. So it's locked a lot of people in where that's all they know. You try to introduce them to something else, it's like, you know, I want to stick with this. Even though you know they lying to you. Like, I can tell my mom, like, hey, you know, look, this is what's going on. She'll see it. She'll recognize demons and Dracos or whatever, which is crazy because I just heard a doctor say the measures that they're taking with the COVID are draconian-like. Can you guys get that? This is what a doctor said. The measures that they're implementing for this COVID virus is draconian like. Okay, anyway, that's another topic. But my mom wants to sit there. She wants to watch CNN, wants to watch MSNBC. She knows they wrong. She know that they Dracos. She know that they're evil demons and stuff. She knows that, but she still must watch. You see what I'm saying? So what do you label somebody like that? Brainwashed, sheep? What do you label? Like, they know. But it's just like in the movie The Matrix, you know, when, what was his name? Cypher, I think it was, where he didn't want to, he knew The Matrix was jacked up, he knew what it was, but he wanted to be put back in, he wanted to be memory suppressed, like Donald Marshall would say, memory suppressed, he didn't want to remember anything, and he wanted to be rich, and he just wanted to live like that. That's what he wanted. He was tired of being awake, just like we were talking about in my video that I put up the other day. It's like knowing what's outside of the lies that we've been told, knowing what's happening with the children, you know, the pedophiles, the satanic rituals, the sacrifice, the adrenochrome, knowing what these children are being killed, slaughtered, and stuff. Knowing that stuff, it's like you can't wake up from it. You see what I'm saying? You can't wake up from it. You can't dismiss it. It's always in your head. You know, it's hard to sleep. People ask me, why do I do what I do? Why do I put my life on the line? You know, I don't feel like I'm putting my life on the line. And if I am, so be it. I feel like I'm doing it because I need to. You know, I think it's ironic because I think in the movie Morpheus said, I did what I did because I had to. That's kind of how I feel about the whole, you know, the whole awakening and, you know, pushing the information to everybody. I feel like I have to do that for some reason. I don't feel comfortable not saying something. I feel like I know too much. I've seen enough to validate my claims and the previously considered conspiracy theories. I feel like I have enough. I feel like I've learned enough and acquired enough knowledge and learned from a lot of different teachers enough to validate what I'm saying and feel comfortable going in front of people and bringing these topics up. Let's debate, you know? So with that, I feel like I have a keen ability to help awaken others, you know, and obviously I have. So that's why I do it. And the things that I've seen, the things that I know, I can't sleep on them, you know, and others have said the same thing. And I'm passionate about it. I mean, guys, you know, it's a heart-wrenching thing to know that that type of stuff is going on. And to go to sleep every day, like, oh, everything's fine. I get, like I told some of my subs, I have the visions, man. They pop in my head, you know. Like, it's hard. I see these kids. I see them. They're in tunnels. They you know, they rounded up together. You know, they being dragged away from each other and taken down and just tortured. And, you know, they're fighting. They need help. Nobody's there. Nobody's coming. You know, it really gets me, man. So that's why I do it. But not to veer too much off topic, like I said, the CNN and the MSNBC, my mom, she's stuck on there. She's stuck on there, you know, and it's just like us. We're stuck on YouTube. We got to use YouTube. You know, oh, why we got to use YouTube? Because YouTube is where everybody else is at. That's where all the other videos are at, okay? But we understand what side YouTube is on. We understand what MSNBC is on. We understand what CNN is on. CNN got caught up and brought up on some charges a while back for lying, for propaganda and all this, man. They got caught up with that stuff. They were basically all part of the Mockingbird Project. I put that in one of my videos. You know, MSNBC, CNN, and a couple others, they are blatantly lying. But if you go in there and look, man, you see the eyes. You see why they're lying, okay? The things, the beings that are telling you the information that they want you to be spoon-fed, want you to soak it up and absorb, they are not human beings, okay? So when you sit up there and you listen to everything they're saying, like, yeah, we don't have no options. The reservoir won't work. The hydroxychloroquine won't work. Chlorine dioxide won't work. The ultraviolet rays won't work. The vitamin C won't work. The IVs, the vitamin D and this and that won't work. Think about it. Nothing is going to freaking work. Why? Because they have to give you something else that's supposed to work. But it's supposed to work in a different way. Okay? This nothing is going to work. Why do you think, guys, that all of our doctors have to go to other platforms? The Dracos own the freaking platforms. They own the mainstream media. They say what goes. Okay? The Illuminati say what goes. Okay? Those are the platforms that we need to have access to explain to the people. Have they interviewed one doctor that has conflicting information as it pertains to the virus? Have they interviewed one? Have they gave anyone a voice to speak on why their information might be relevant? No. Okay? But you have thousands of doctors, guys. And what I found is that most of our doctors, our real doctors, have fled to different platforms that will allow them to speak, like BitChute, okay, like Rumble. They're there. Go there, guys. You're going to be overwhelmed with the information. And I mentioned Rumble because I went to Rumble and I went on and uploaded P-Files there. P-Files is available on Rumble, okay? The link, I will try to put the link in here. I haven't done anything like that before, but I think I can. So I will put the link to P-Files in this podcast. So make sure you guys go there. It's going to be, it's a different platform. I know most of you have never probably used it. I never used it, but it's very similar to YouTube, but it doesn't have the censorship and different regulations that YouTube is implementing right now to keep the truth out. So make sure you go to the Rumble link. But guys, all of the doctors, all of the ones that have spoken out, they have fled YouTube. These are your people. These are our people. Okay. They are not there anymore. Why? Because that is a platform for distraction only. Okay. And spreading lies and keeping everyone asleep. That is what that platform is for. It's ran by those beings. They own everything. Okay. They run everything. We have to go to lower levels of media to try and get the word out. Okay. Look at what we've been delegated to. Like, we don't have a voice. Okay. And if you're still on YouTube and looking up information, you're seeing stuff, chances are, guys, if you're watching anybody on YouTube, let's just be real, and they're not having any strikes, they're not getting banned, or they're not having their videos removed, you probably are dealing with a gatekeeper, which is what what's the guy's name? David Goldberg was alluding to, is that YouTube was going to go after the real truthers. They were going to suppress and make sure that their information didn't get out, but they were not going to mess with the gatekeepers. The gatekeepers were going to be paid to send disinformation to lead and influence people to believe and think a certain way. And still, they were going to come off as if they were truthers. Okay. And that is what's happening on YouTube. You know, your real YouTubers, they're being deleted. Their videos are being removed. Their information is being hard to find. Okay. Terminated. This is what's happening. And somebody was saying something to me, like, probably a couple days ago. I was like, well, how are you still up? I said, man, I don't know how I'm still up, you know, because I've done everything possible to been completely deleted, you know, or terminated, you know, but I've also navigated the system a certain way. Like, I do have two channels, so I'll try something on one channel, and if it don't fly, then I'm not going to use my other channel. I'll use my other channel and say, hey, this is what happened, boom, 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 which I kind of set this up for a reason when it first happened to me. And then I just rolled out all the strikes. I had two and a half strikes. I don't even know how to come up with two and a half. I had 2.5 strikes on one channel. And then I was floating real under the radar on the other channel. And I was loading everything to BitChute. And I was testing the waters. I did have a couple videos that were removed or blocked, but it wasn't like they could give me a strike for some of them because I was watching what I was doing. And then I was testing the other platform before, my other channel, before I went in and put it up on the main channel. So I was kind of able to circumvent the system for a while. But just like, I guess, in the last 2 weeks, which everybody kind of was up in arms about that, because they started removing a lot of truthers and giving out strikes like bam, bam, bam. And I think what happened was, like, a lot of your truthers, like myself, the other ones that had only one channel, didn't have a backup and weren't able to reach out to people, they got hit with strikes in such a quick amount of time, because what YouTube does and what they did to me, they went in, and that's when I deleted all my stuff. That's what saved my channel initially. Because me and WR were talking about it. If you guys know WR Entertainment, his channel is pretty live too, and he's dealing with a lot. But when they first hit me with a strike, I woke up that morning, and I was like, what the heck? I didn't even put up a video. Why did they strike me? I was making sure I was floating under the radar, you know, and they strike me. And I said, what did they strike me for? I went and looked at the video. It was an old video from like a year or so, a year and a half ago. I was like, it didn't even have nothing to do with truth, you know, but it was them on a witch hunt. And I talked to WR the same day. I said, man, hey, I got to do something. They after me. They own me right now. They're digging through my channel. So I took every single video and I deleted it. My channel was completely dry. It didn't have anything. All they had was stuff about basketball. That was it. And I said, man, I'm just going to sit on this for a while, because I already had a strike and a half. It was like a strike and a half. and they gave me the other strike. I thought my channel was gone. I was like, oh, man. So I went on and deleted all the stuff, and I said, man, I'm just going to ride it out. And it said that I would, my strikes wouldn't fall off for like three months. You know, I had to wait it out. So what I did, I waited it out on that channel. I didn't post anything. So I had, you know, 50,000 or more subscribers over there that they weren't getting the information because I had to just wait out the strikes. So all the strikes fell off. In the meantime, I started building on the other channel, but I developed a system to give you guys information and also to redirect you to another channel, to another platform, which was the BitChute. And that was able to buy me some time on my other channel to get that one cleaned up as far as the strikes. Because they had threatened me. It's like, oh, you better remove all your videos, clean up your channel, or we're going to have to remove it. Basically, it was an email they sent like that. So I didn't do it, and that's when they gave me a strike. And I was like, oh, shoot, they're not playing. So I deleted everything. I cleaned the channel out. And that's what saved that channel, my initial original channel. And then in the meantime, I started building on my second channel, which is the one that's been my mainstay now because the other channel's been so suppressed. But anyway, enough about that, guys. The point of the matter is the censorship that they have implemented on YouTube is ungodly. I mean, it's just a complete violation of our rights, our freedom of speech. And that's what they aim to do, guys. They wanna take away all our constitutional rights, you know, freedom of speech, right to bear arms. And that's why I have the problem with, you know, when people talk Biden, they talk Trump. You talk Trump, he's backing up these rights, okay? So why wouldn't you back up somebody that's backing up your rights, okay? When you all automatically know that they're going after your guns, they're going after your freedom of speech to tell people what they're doing, okay? They're not allowing doctors to talk, medical doctors to tell you information and stuff that's what's really going on. And you know that that party has been heavily, understand this, guys, and I'm not trying to sway you one way or the other. It's still up to you to make a decision on who you vote for, but it might be too late to vote anyway, but when you know that they're doing this stuff as far as your rights and stuff, and you know that one of the sides is heavily involved with the vaccination agenda. Think about that. They're heavily involved with the vaccination agenda, and I'll give you instances, okay? So some of you may already know this, but Obama took $25 million donation from Bill Gates, right? You think that was just a friendly gift? You know, what do you think? Okay. Hillary, Obama conjoined at the hip, right? Okay. Well, Hillary's biggest donor to her foundation organization was who? Bill Gates. Okay. What does Bill Gates stand for? What does Bill Gates represent? What did he try to push through with Trump? He tried to push through the COVID-19 certificate of vaccination. COVID-19 certificate of vaccination ID that came out 2019. What else do you need to know? Look it up. I put it in a couple of my videos. He tried to push this through. Attorney Barr, William Barr, he came out and he said, no, I think that would be a serious intrusion and violation of people's rights. And that could get a little messy. You know, we're not going to force people to get this vaccine certificate ID and all that. Okay, so basically, Bill Gates was trying to say, oh, well, you're going to have to get this in order to go anywhere, in order to shop, in order to sell, buy goods, whatever, travel, whatever, work, you're going to have to get this to show that you've had the vaccine, okay? And that ties into my next video, guys, which is deep, because this is why I feel it's important, and I could don't quote me, because this could still happen, you know. And I'm just keeping up. I'm being optimistic, but I know, I feel pretty confident that if Trump doesn't win, guys, you're gonna get a heavy dose of whatever the Democrats support, which they do support the Trace Act, track and trace everybody. And then they're going to force people to get the vaccine. This is going to be part of it. But they also support the vaccine. So they're going to make sure that they go with what Bill Gates has set up in place, which is what William Barr blocked already. Okay, so once he's out the way, now you got Obama and Hillary, and you got Biden, and Biden's not going to be president long. If he is a president, he'll get knocked out the way. Kamala will go in, and either way, they're going to manipulate and control the situation. But once they establish the presidency, which is what they're doing, they're setting it all in place now. I've been alluding to this in many videos, guys. Nancy Pelosi is going to be the acting president. She's going to be acting president because they're making it so filthy and so like drawn out to where it's like, there's no way Trump can win. There's no way. They're trying to portray this now so that it makes sense when it comes out and it's messy on election day when they say, oh, we can't because the votes have been, they're manipulated. They're going to try to say that Trump stole the election. Hear what I'm saying. They're going to try to say this Trump has stole the election, though. There was fraud going on Trump's side, and it was impossible for him to win Pennsylvania. It was impossible for him to win Washington. They're going to say all this stuff so that they can say, okay, well, we have to sit back and we can't have concession just yet. We have to wait and get everything counted up again. We got to go through this. And during that time, that's going to buy just enough time to get Nancy Pelosi in as the acting president. Okay. Now, for that amount of time, they can do whatever they want to do. And there will be more, there'll likely be assassination attempts on Trump, whatever, try and get him out the way so that they can continue pushing this agenda that they're trying to push. And Trump has said it before. The only thing standing between us and the vaccine and everything that they're trying to do, it's him right now, okay? And it's really a lot deeper than that. But my video is going to point out a lot of stuff. You guys definitely got to see that next video, okay? I'm working on it. It's got a lot of information that's got to be put in. But I think it's a critical, pivotal video, okay? If you ever watched any of my videos, I think this may be one of the most pivotal and one of the most essential videos that you can have, and make sure you share it when you get it. But I think I'm calling it Exposed. I don't know for sure, but I think that's the name I want to go with right now. But either way, guys, what I found, like I said, that the doctors that have a voice, they've sought other outlets, just like I have had to get y'all the information, is platforms like BitChu and like Rumble. So if you're still on YouTube, guys, you need to start migrating to another platform, making your way to these other platforms so that you can get the real information, okay? And we already know that they're lying. We know that there's an agenda in place, okay? My next video is really going to kind of depict everything that they want to do, okay? Which, guys, I don't know. I mean, the only thing we can hope for and be optimistic is that what I believe is that we are getting help. We are getting help from other beings. Okay, there's good, basically angelic beings that are helping us. They want us to ascend. They want us to be able to continue to rise and be who we're supposed to be. But you also got those that want to keep us as a slave race. Okay. And that's what's been implemented right now. And if you take that, vaccination, that's exactly what's going to happen. Okay. That's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to be messing with your DNA, and the ramifications behind that could be deadly, guys. It could be, I mean, it's not going to be good. I'll say that. All right, it's not going to be good. But the main thing, guys, I wanted to point out to you is that the other videos that I'm going to be putting up, they will be on those other platforms. I am going to try to put one up this evening, or it will be tomorrow, one or the other. Yeah, but the last three videos, guys, I feel like those were very critical. The two I put up, X Trials and P Files, and then this next one I'm gonna put up. Those are all tied together and gonna put out a lot of truth. You know, it's gonna be packaged real, real deep. Aside from that, I don't wanna keep you guys any longer. Just wanted to make sure you're aware that the P Files was available now. It's on the other platform. The link is there in the description. I will possibly send a video through YouTube to allow people to get the information so that they're aware that you can go to, you know, Rumble to catch the next video. I think I might try that out. So anyway, guys, I will not hold you much longer. I hope everybody has a blessed and a fruitful day, a great week, and I will catch you on the next video or the next podcast. All right, family, be safe.
We've been fighting a long time, and we have all lost so very much, so many loved ones gone. You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important you are. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.